Yes, the right to be human. Well, it's perhaps the very first right that every human being has to, no matter where he or she is born, no matter in which country, no matter the economic or religious circumstances, or whether rich or poor, or male or female. It seems like an obvious right. We are human. We are citizens of a kingdom in nature, the human kingdom. We are here in a physical body, expressing very human attributes and qualities. We are endowed with life by our Creator. So why shouldn't we have the right to be what we are, human? Exactly. We have the right to be a fully developed human being. It is a right bestowed by God. And yet, there are some in the human family, some who are not yet fully human themselves, who would deny our right to develop our fullest potential. And by exercising their powers of selfish discrimination, they separate one group of humans from another and rule that the group that they choose shall have the right to develop ahead of all others. They erect false rules and barriers and caste systems, religious and wealth systems, and gender biases and slavery, all to keep all others in their subservient place. And these divisions are often sanctioned by man-made laws or by established traditions and beliefs. They are simply the ways by which one group of humans exercises power over other groups of humans. The power to rule over others. At first, this would seem to be a tendency we have perhaps inherited from our long evolutionary experience in the animal kingdom. Survival by the strongest and fittest. And that might well be correct for the animals. But humans have a potential for something much greater, something deep within that cries out to be expressed. And it is the full expression of that inner greatness that should not be denied, least of all by self-anointed leaders and despots. It was this illumined recognition on the part of an awake group of human beings that came together in 1948 to proclaim the Declaration of Human Rights. And 3 years earlier, an equally illumined group came together in San Francisco and founded the United Nations. The Declaration of Human Rights has 30 articles. Article 1 of the Declaration recognizes that, quote, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights, unquote. And in Article 2, those rights are set forth, quote, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status, unquote. Now, this declaration is a bold, enlightened statement that smashes all the false barriers erected in the past and recognizes that we are one family under God, a brotherhood, and that is the word they use in the declaration, a brotherhood, and that we all should have an equal opportunity to become a fully developed human being. And no force on earth, human or natural, should impede that right. As we know, a human being is more than just a physical body, more than this outer personality nature. What makes us truly human lies within, the persistent power of the human soul. The fiery energy of the soul provides the power to constantly and continually refine its lower personality expression in the physical world. We will not be fully human until we have reached the objective of a refined synchronicity and vibration with that of the soul. Only then will we reach the stage where we can be a refined point of anchorage for the life energies of God, the monad, to radiate into the world. Only then will we reach our ultimate objective of being a fully developed, fully refined human being. Only then can we prepare a radiant vehicle through which the pure being can walk in the world. Now, this is an extremely long-range objective, and one not achievable in one lifetime, obviously. But the more that the barriers created by human attitudes drop away, the more rapid we will move towards our human responsibilities and objectives, which is essentially to live and work in a great service of God in the world. It is His plan that is working out on this planet, His plan to express His life for a greater solar purpose through us. A statement by the Tibetan in the Alice Bailey writings makes this very clear, the intentions of God lying behind the creation of this planet. He says, "The Lord of the world, through meditation, is carrying forward processes which He instituted in His original creative meditation back in the darkest night of the time when He decided to create this planet of ours for strictly redemptive purposes. The whole creation is the result of His directed and controlled thought, a process of sustained thinking which sweeps all the creative energies into evolutionary and cyclic activity in conformity to the pattern which He eternally visualizes." Now, this big picture view does not diminish the importance and responsibility of humanity to work in cooperation with this plan of God. In fact, the human kingdom holds a pivotal place in the whole evolutionary process. There are three kingdoms below the human stage and three kingdoms above. We stand at the midway point, the mediating point. And now humanity is actively engaged, whether we know it or not, in the redemptive process. Everything we do, whether consciously or not, is being impressed to conform to the pattern which God eternally visualizes. We are essentially His agents toiling away out in the field. Which brings us back to the issue of our right to be a fully developed human being. Back in the dark night of time, actually even before time began, pure spirit in its highest refined vibrational state, empowered by the will of deity, began its merger with coarser, unredeemed solar substance. This union with denser matter resulted in a middle stage, which we now refer to as the divine soul. It is this initial intention of pure spirit that gives us, no, it demands of us, the right to be a fully developed human being. The right to be human was first granted by spirit itself. If we shirk or impede this duty, then we are not living up to our human responsibilities. And if our right to be human is impeded or denied by whatever means or forces, then we will not be allowed to fulfill our destined duty, our Dharma, in the redemptive refining process. It is visualized by our Creator that this planet will eventually become a radiating center of divine light and love in this solar system. Only by us being allowed to become a fully developed human soul will this ideal be accomplished. And for the first time in human history, the Declaration of Human Rights sounds the note of our destined path to be fully and fully human. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.